for our weekly segment with the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brought to you by Stonewood Dental in Robinson, where your comfort is their priority.
We're live at Walk-Ons. We're here till 6, a happy hour until 6, and then pints, $3 pints all throughout the night, Monday Night Football tonight. Cowboys and Bears on Thursday. Cowboys have been practicing outside to get ready for the beautiful weather. Brad, I think you and Babe and Christy ought to just sit outside and broadcast as well. Get ready for Chicago, even though you're in a press box.
Well, then, if that's what you think, you don't want to know what I think.
Yeah, I know. I know. We discussed how cold it was.
It's going to be open, but it's not going to be terrible. It'll be in the 30s, mostly during the game. It's for Chicago in December. Believe me, we've been there much worse.
That's your stomping grounds, right?
That's my hometown. Yep.
So are you accustomed to it, even though you've been here for so long?
Here, Smokey, I've lived here for like 45 years or something. Come on, there's a reason I live down here.
That was Paul. Yeah. That wasn't even me. That was all right. Brad, does anyone want to win the NFC East?
The Cowboys want to. I don't know if they will or not, but they want to. I don't know what's going on up there in Philadelphia, but honest to God, it looks like they're begging the Cowboys to put them out of their misery. And I think personally, not just because I'm here, that their loss to the Dolphins yesterday, this time of the year, with the status of their team's health, is worse than the Cowboys losing to the Jets with the health problems they had that day. Neither one of them's any good, but that was bad. Now, the Cowboys are still going to have to win in Philadelphia, and they'll pay attention that night. And they've got divisions. I think they've got the Giants two of the last three. So we'll see. But if the Cowboys can figure out a way to win Thursday, it would put a lot more pressure on those people up there. That was almost like getting a win.
Brad, as bad as that game in Buffalo was on Thursday, or with Buffalo was on Thursday, I was kind of surprised, especially given all the chatter that went on about, what Jerry Jones said about the coaching staff during the week and all that, that the players are still – Jason Garrett's not lost them yet, and they were very much accountable for – this isn't on – I mean, Tank Lawrence, in a very short thing, said, no, that's a dumb question. This is on us, not on the coaching staff. How much of that is true, and how much of that is – it just echoes the fact that Jason Garrett still has this locker room?
I believe, Paul, that it's reflective of the fact that he's still got the locker room, and I base that on talking to a lot of guys the last few days without a microphone, and people whose opinions I respect and trust, and I believe he's still got the locker room. I'm going to tell you one thing about last Thursday, and people are going to say I'm making excuses. I am not. They were not good. And they were the second-best team by a mile on the field that day. For the first time all year, in the second half of that game, especially on defense, they looked tired to me. And I thought back to a game, it was either 2014 or 16, that they lost to Philadelphia on Thanksgiving after having played the Sunday night game on the road at the Giants the previous Sunday. Flew all night, got back about 5 in the morning, never recovered. Well, we flew back from New England and got back about 1:32 in the morning. I guarantee you none of those guys was asleep before 3. The Bills played at home at 1 o'clock. 10 o'clock they were in their beds, unless they didn't want to be. But that is a factor. I believe they were tired. Now, they were horrible. I think that in the second half they were tired. And if you look at the things that happened in the game, they were still so close It's a tie game till late in the second quarter. Then they lose that fourth and one fumble. Then they give up the halfback pass. They miss the two field goals. They have the horrible interception, and they're still in the game. And I think they completely ran out of legs in the second half, especially on defense. And it's not an excuse. It's how they played, but I think it's a factor. And I'm very interested to see how they look Thursday night. I expect them to have full energy and run around and not look like that.
Yeah, you know, I've brought this up before, Brad, what you were saying. Teams that Dallas is at home, but they still, if they play on the road on that Sunday, and if it's a 3 o'clock, as you mentioned, a late game, or teams that are going to fly into Dallas and play on Thursday, you would think that the NFL and enough of the algorithms or whatever you want to call it, the spit-it-out lottery ping pong balls, could let them play at home on the Sunday prior to leaving.
It'll make it easy. Somebody's going to have to travel. I get that. And I have no problem with the Bills having an early game and getting to rest. And that's good. They should. But I think that the other team's at a disadvantage when they're getting home at 2 o'clock in the morning Sunday night, and you got to turn around and play Thursday. The human body doesn't want to do that.
What were your thoughts? And again, this is maybe there was some shouting. Obviously, players angry, whatever. Eventually, Michael Bennett and I'm sure a couple of others that might have been the ones that were kind of upset. Is that something you wish that energy would have been there during the game?
Yeah, I do. I wish the focus had been there, and I'm glad that it was there then, and it needs to be there throughout this week, and it needs to be there Thursday night. You know, this is a strange day here because it's Monday, but it's Thursday because they're on their 7-day schedule now, and so they had their Thursday practice today, but at least they're on a regular rotation. And that determination needs to be there. The anger needs to be there. The focus needs to be there. I mean, they're right on the verge of the players getting the coach fired because they have, or at least not renewed, because they've played, in my opinion, they've played way worse than he's coached. And I know they've been prepared. So he's not perfect and he makes his mistakes, but they've played way worse. And it's up to them now. They've got they're starting the fourth quarter. They're starting the fourth quarter of an ugly game where they lead by 4 points. And let's just see if they want to win or not.
Brad, what are we to make of this Chicago team that has been? I mean, they're it's a little similar to the Cowboys in that they're kind of up and down. You know, the quarterback situation there is really hard to get a read on, but they're still. I mean, they're a roller coaster unto themselves.
Yeah, they're very similar, Paul. I think it's a great observation by you. It's a very similar situation. It's an underperforming team that's vastly disappointed its fan base coming off a big playoff year with the second pick in the draft, and they thought they were solved. And I read the Chicago papers every day because, as Smokey said, that is my hometown, and I do it during baseball season to keep up with the Cubs. And then when I knew that the Cowboys were getting ready to play the Bears, then, you know, I'm always interested to see what they're like. I read the Philadelphia papers today. You ought to do yourself a favor, by the way, and take a look at the back page of the tabloid Philadelphia Inquirer.
Goodness.
That was quite a sight. I read the Chicago papers every day, and they have been so down all year on both Trubisky and Nagy that it's hard to remember how good they were thought to be last year. And, you know, it was a new era of Chicago football, and here they were back. And they have been a little up and down. The Cowboys have to – now, that defensive front is still really good. But they've got to find a way to make Trubisky uncomfortable. At 6-6, I'm not sure how much they are in the wild card race because you know, the second place team, depends what happens tonight, but the second place team in their division is going to have two fewer losses than them, and Seattle at the worst is going to have three. So 6-6, 7-6, that still doesn't put the Bears in great position, but it's better than being what it looked like it might have been. They've played a little better, but they're an imperfect team, and it's two imperfect teams who have disappointed their fans playing each other Thursday night.
Brad, I don't know if this is the back page you were talking about. This might have been the front page. Flippers 37, Floppers 31.
That's it. I think it was the back page, yeah.
And oh, my God.
It says under there, birds stink worse than fish.
Yeah, it was no fluke. These birds stink worse than fish. Oh, my
God. Yeah. How'd you like to live with that?
But I just, one of those things, I'm glad that we don't have a Dallas paper that's in that, that's like that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's entertaining from this far away.
Yeah. It's kind of a uniquely Northeastern thing, though.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I needed a laugh. It's been fun. Hey, thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Have fun in Chicago.
Okay,
I love that city.
Talk
thank you.
Next
that's
week.
Brad Schemm, voice of the Cowboys. Yeah.